Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got something interesting to talk about here, so don't go anywhere. But first, I got to tell you, I am trapped in one of those websites where every page is a new slide and a small portion of the story.
Oh.
And I'm getting deeper and deeper.
Oh, God.
This one, it's a slideshow about a man who bought a house with like 17 acres of land, and he found a gold mine tunnel on the land. And
Now
it's taking me down into the gold mine tunnel, but it keeps saying how this is going to be the worst decision of his life. So I'm like, I got to find out why.
You've been over there 30 minutes flipping through this
thing. On page 43.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, that's not what I want to talk about right now. I will tell you what happens with that when I get to the last page.
Okay, good, because I do want to know if it's bad for him.
But this is something that is very cool, and I think we need to talk about this. If you're a parent and you are having kids, you need to know about this. It has to do with the way you're going to name your child.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that you need to reconsider everything you've ever known about naming kids before.
Okay, so you normally just get a book, you go through the book, you try to hash out a name between the both of you?
Maybe you use family names that were already there.
All right.
In my case, when we had my daughter, my wife and I had to go through and come up with a pretty girl's name, and it wasn't someone I had already dated before.
Not Romeo, right?
That was tough.
Yeah. You know, you got biblical names. You're going through. You're like, should we name him Nebuchadnezzar? No. Oh, Deuteronomy.
Names of cars.
Okay.
Flowers.
There's so many choices, Heidi.
Yeah, a lot to
But
choose
none
from.
Of those are good anymore.
Fruit.
What you need to do now to
cantaloupe. You settle down.
Hey,
to
honey,
have your kid stand out in the future where everything is going to be social media based is you need to make up a name out of pure cloth. Just come up with your own name out of nowhere.
There's a few of them that do that. Like it's they combine three names together.
Well, that's not what they did here. Here's some examples.
Okay.
Jaspin. J-A-S-P-I-N. It's not Jasper. It's not Crispin. It's just a made-up name. And also...
Crispin.
Crispin. I've not heard
it's
of Crispin.
It's made-up name,
really?
Too.
Crispin Glover? Never heard of him?
Okay. That's the only Crispin I know.
But that's probably where they got that from.
It sounds like they were probably eating some cereal one morning.
Oh, I knew Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one. Renlow. W-R-E-N-L-O-W.
Don't do this.
Or, Renlow. You need to. Wait till you hear why. Maverie. M-A-E-V-E-R-Y.
Mavery,
whatever you want to do, because you made it up. You can do however you want.
You got May and Avery together. Mavery.
May and Avery.
Avery. Okay.
Ma and Avery.
Okay.
Don't get in fights over it. They're
made up. They're made up.
All right. Here's why the unique names will help your kids.
Okay.
It will help them stand out in the crowd of social media. If you name your kids something that a million other kids are named, when it comes to social media, they're going to have a hard time getting an exclusive Twitter name or a screen name for their account, their Instagram. So when they have this unique made-up name, they'll actually be able to get that name for social media, and they'll stand out from the crowd and not be one of the 50 million Justins that are out there or the 18 million Marys that are on there.
But what do they do the first day of class when the teacher calls out their name and it's like,
May every.
They have to live with that.
Yeah,
it's not, it's not a hashtag.
It can be. I'll say that's @MayEvery.
I think it should be a nickname. Pick a nickname when they're little. Go with that nickname for any social media, but don't encourage your kids to automatically want to be YouTubers as a career. Because
why not?
Because it's going to be like Hollywood, one in a 10 million.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Kato. What if they did a middle name? Just give them a middle name that says social media name.
That'll work.
But radio DJs have been having fake names forever and having still their real normal name.
Yeah.
So you can run with both of them.
Yeah.
Muck is not your real name?
It's not my real name. No, it's not.
Oh, my God. Kato, no. Don't even say it.
Kato's not my real name.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Heidi.
Yeah.
That's okay. Your real name?
That is my real name.
Oh. Okay. Maybe Tom? We should just...
I don't know.
Yeah. Tom? He doesn't Tom? Even know.
It's my real name. Okay. Tom's my real name.
Okay. Maybe we should just assign numbers. Mm. Just start numbering.
I actually thought that's what you were going to say.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know the number.
Heidi 477.
Oh, okay.
What? Oh, I was thinking like 11.
I was going to say, if it's just 11, that's bad. Plus, everyone would be so mad if they didn't get like the top 100. But if it's Heidi 477, that's not so bad. Although, what's 477 stand
for? I have no idea where I got that from.
You're like, hey, what's your name? I'm 472. I'm 4,321.
Then you know what you would do to stand out?
What?
Hi, I'm Roman numeral LXIV.
Oh, I like that name, LXIV.
Oh, Alex Ivy.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm a fraction. You could do, I'm one half.
I'm just a quarter.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone wants to be a fraction or not.
Heidi doesn't want to be a full point. She wants to be just sized down
slimmer,
a little bit.
A slimmer number.
I'm the .005. Yeah.
You know, none of the girls would want the number 8. You're like, they'd say, no, I don't want the number 8.
Why not?
Because it's round.
I'm like an exponent. I'm 8 to the 36th power.
8 to the 36th. Boom.
See, it's got a nice ring to it.
Can I speak with 8 to the 36th, please?
Thank you.
Hawk's -0.
Well, it's because y'all are talking math now.
So numbers is bad, but made-up names for social media is good, and they say it'll help their kid feel special, and it'll make them stand out in the social media crowd.
No.
What are you talking about? That's not a good name. No.
Well.
Family names, and that's what you need to do.
Oh, my God. You sound like one of those stick-in-the-mud, like, boomer. Okay, boomer.
Call yourself what you want.
You know what? You go with family names, though. I mean, my two grandmothers, one's named Maud, one's named Opal.
So Mud Opal.
Okay, yeah.
Madopal.
Madopal.
My grandparents' names, one's named Milton, one's named Hubert.
Milbert.
Okay, these names are sounding better, Tom.
Or Hilton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.